with you.
Every once in a while, if we're in the city long enough, she'll come out to visit. But, you know, it's I enjoy what I do, and she's extremely supportive, just like the rest of my family. And she, we both realize that the opportunity that's been presented to me, it doesn't happen, you know, too often in a lifetime. So
you can trot the globe.
Trot the globe and, you know, have opportunity to meet people for 2 hours out of their lives, and they never forget it.
So hey, yeah. I'm going to tell you, I'm very impressed with the man you come across. You got your head screwed on straight.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, we talk about that in here when you're coaching and other things, being able to bring something else to the table besides just the sport itself, and it sounds like that you do that. I appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Globetrotters, you can see Dizzy Grant this Saturday, 1 o'clock, Time Warner Cable Arena. We'll have tickets to give away this week. You can get them at tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the arena box office. Dizzy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We'll take a timeout. Be back with more here on The Bottom Line, ESPN 730 and ESPN730.com.
From the ESPN 730 Weather Center, cooler for this afternoon. We do see a bit of rain at times into tonight, high at 49. Rain could freeze in a few spots, late low of 31. Rain will continue into tomorrow before it tapers off by the afternoon, high of 39, low 36 tomorrow night. A passing shower, otherwise cloudy on Tuesday, high at 46. That's your latest AccuWeather.com forecast.
Class is back in session on the mountain, and that means spring football practice is set to resume. I'm David Jackson, and this is your Monday trip around the mountain.
Around the mountain, a daily look inside at state athletics.
Touchdown, black and gold! Home game at the Rock! Mountaineers win it!
Presented by the Yosef Fund, providing scholarship support for Mountaineer student athletes.
App State's transition to the Sun Belt means there's a new energy surrounding the 2014 Yosef Club Spring Tour. Join us in April as we crisscross the App Nation with news of our new home and how you can feel even closer to the excitement than ever before. Head football coach Scott Satterfield headlines each event as we help promote scholarship and fundraising support for all 20 of our Mountaineer programs. Check out AppStateSports.com for a list of dates and stops in your area. The 2014 Yosef Club Spring Tour. And remember, App Nation, together we rise.
Visions of spring break quickly evaporate from students' minds today as the near-freezing temperatures and wet conditions are a far cry from what most found last week. Some might call this football weather, which would make for an appropriate backdrop for the resumption of spring practice today at the Rock. The Mountaineers have 11 workouts remaining in their month-long workout calendar, which culminates in the annual spring game set for April 4th at the Rock. As the team gets back to work, more attention will be paid to the ground game, especially in the trenches, where offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford is working with the fullest complement of offensive linemen he's had in the group in his 3 seasons on the mountain. Also, today marks Pro Day on the mountain as NFL scouts will be on hand to get an up-close look at the Mountaineers' departing talent, headlined by receivers Tony Washington and Andrew Peacock. The scouts will time the group in a variety of running and agility drills, as well as chart their weight room performance. More details on the day's activity will be posted later today at AppStateSports.com. This is Around the Mountain on the Appalachian IMG Sports Network.
The Mountaineers are heading to new heights in 2014.
Official invitation to join the Sun Belt Conference effective July 1, 2014.
Season tickets for the first Sun Belt installment of Mountaineer football are on sale now at AppStateSports.com. Payment plans are available, offering you more freedom to gear up for the exciting season ahead.
15 to the 10-5 touchdown, black and blue.
Get your 2014 App State football season tickets today at AppStateSports.com.
Diamond events for the App State baseball and softball teams were washed out yesterday. The baseball Mountaineers earned a split in the College of Charleston tournament, falling to Michigan 4-3 Friday, while blanking Kent State 8-0 Saturday. The softball team beat Syracuse and Boone Friday and split their doubleheader action with Chattanooga Saturday. I'm David Jackson, and that's your look around the mountain.
Around the Mountain, presented by the Yosef Club. This is the Appalachian IMG Sports Network.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant delivers better gas or diesel mileage, longer transmission life, and cleans and protects your engine at the molecular level. Z-Max simply saves you money and time on expensive engine repairs or replacements. If it's a lawnmower or a backhoe, a new car or your old pickup, Z-Max it. Z-Max even counteracts the effects of ethanol. Z-Max Micro Lubricant. There's nothing else like it at all auto supply stores and ZMAX.com.
Hey,
guys, this is David Glenn. Be sure to stay tuned for The Pulse with Chris Allison and Bobby Rozinski at 4 p.m., providing you with the latest on the Carolina Panthers, Charlotte Bobcats, and Charlotte 49ers. ESPN 730, your Charlotte home for sports.
And welcome back to The Bottom Line. Lanny Ford, Al Gardner, Stuart Davis behind the glass, Dr. Bill Therfelder with us as well. I want to thank Dizzy Grant for coming in from the Harlem Globetrotters. If for no other reason, Globetrotters are very entertaining. But, boy, if they've got guys like that on that team, what that guy can teach you about the way he looks at life and how he measures his successes, and he understands that you get opportunities, mm-hmm. that you may not get that opportunity again. You've got to make the most of it, and you got to be positive about it. And I really appreciate him.
Seemed like a really balanced guy.
I like a guy that's solid, that's got his head on his shoulder.
Yeah, we just took a photo with him and you, Dr. Therfelder. We're going to put this up on the web right here on our site. It's really fantastic.
You can send that to Bobby, and Bobby can get that put up here.
Photo courtesy of Stuart Davis.
Thank you, Stuart. Good job, buddy. Got this ball spinning perfectly.
Yeah, that's great. We're brought to you by Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Use Z-Max Micro Lubricant when you change your oil to extend the life of your car's engine. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Don't forget those Harlem Globe Trotter tickets. We'll have those available tomorrow. We'll start giving those away. Shoot, we might even take a few of them up to the wine store and give them away.
That's a great idea. I think people would really enjoy that. Dr. Therfelder's book is called Less Than a Minute to Go. I can strongly recommend it. Go to Amazon.com, probably, Dr. Therfelder.
Yeah, that would be great. And if anybody would write a review for it, that'd be wonderful, too. I'd appreciate it.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a great idea. Andre Williams, when you were working with him, you talked about catching the ball. Did you get into his head at all?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. How do you separate out the mind, the body, and the spirit? I mean, you are all three things at the same fraction of a second. So sometimes for discussion, you know, you break these things out to talk about them. But the reality is you're all three at the same time. So a lot of times people say, well, you're just doing a physical drill with him. You're doing some ball drill. Well, didn't it take his mind to be able to do this ball drill? I mean, yes, he physically had to catch it, but mentally he had to get himself to a point that he could catch it. And then very quickly what happens, and I agree very much with Diddy, he's right on, that the physical is like ABC building blocks. Once you understand physiology, biomechanics, that's all simple. It's actually pretty easy. You just got to go do it. The deeper stuff, though, is the soul stuff. You know, it gets into the spiritual part of life. Like, what's your purpose? What are the stronger reasons for what you're doing? Why would you sacrifice? And those are the kinds of things that get you through and make you successful. I mean, I don't want to go too long here. Tell me if I am. But Andre Collins, I work with Andre Collins, who was a world champion. I mean, he was in the Super Bowl. He's starting linebacker with the Washington Redskins back in the early 90s. And he went on after that, got sent to the Bengals, then to Chicago, and he was getting like junk plays. He was getting like 14, 15 plays a game, and they were like third down, fourth down kind of thing, you know. But Andre had learned to appreciate every play like it was the only one he'd ever had, and he was beyond grateful.
Every opportunity.
Every opportunity. And there was this one particular play where it really stood out for me. He was playing with the Ravens. It was a regular season game. He was only getting these few plays. Ball gets tipped at the line of scrimmage and is going towards the sideline. It is 15 or 20 yards from anybody. Andre sees that ball get tipped because he was so focused. He saw every detail. He saw the ball actually hit the guy's fingers. He started sprinting for this ball like you wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you, I'm watching it, right? And I'm thinking, well, nice effort. Nice effort, Andre. I'm really glad you're going for this. But there's no way. Andre didn't let up. He caught that ball 2 inches off the turf and ran it back for a touchdown.
Oh, my.
And he ended up tying the Chicago Bears record that year for linebackers and in interceptions. He had 3 in the regular season. And he was only getting 12, 14, 15 plays a game. So what it points out, though, is it's this deeper stuff. The way he could take only getting those few plays is that he had learned that it wasn't just about the mental and physical. It was about the deeper things. You know, your ability to sacrifice, to see the worth in every single moment, every single opportunity you're given. He really made the most of what he had.
Well, and here's the thing, and if you go to a spiritual side and look at it, that's what life is. You're not guaranteed the next breath.
That's
so
right.
When you get this one, you make the most out of it,
right?
Not just for you, but for everybody that you affect.
That's right.
I mean, that's what you
Absolutely.
Have to do. And if you can take that approach, and that's not easy,
mm-hmm.
but if you can take that approach and that philosophy, you can be a much better person at everything that you do.
Right.
But it's a whole lot easier, you know, said than done.
And he became a leader, and, you know, just goes to show the kind of respect he gained from players. He's now director of the NFL Players, Retired Players Association.
Wow.
For the NFL Players Association.
Wow.
So, you know, great guy. But again, these are the kinds of things that I saw over my life working with athletes, is that it typically an athlete would come in and say, I got this one physical thing. Only this one thing I want you to help me with. You know, and you're looking at him saying, well, I see like 15 things you need help with, you know. And so you start with the one thing to give them, you know, but I'd always give them instantaneous proof that it wasn't just my words. I'm going to show you right now that you're going to get better. So Andre Williams comes in. Instantaneously, he sees he starts to improve on his receiving. Now, as soon as you do that with somebody, you know how this works, right? What else you got? You know,
yeah,
so suddenly,
yeah.
Suddenly
you're giving these other problems.
Let me show you some other things, and then they're open to hearing more. And before you know it, it gets to the deeper things. And actually, it was in the I think the Sports Illustrated one, the article on this. The thing he told them that was most impressive out of the whole time, you're going to find this, it wasn't the receiving. He said, Dr. Bill told me when I first met him, the very first thing he said to me is that all of time is present to God. He has no past, he has no future. So to the degree I stay in the present moment is the degree I remain in perfect union with God. So when I'm performing at my best, I'm in perfect union with God. He goes, that was the biggest thing I got out of it. So I'm thinking he came to, you know, for receiving, but he left with something much more profound.
And he really listened. He listened to what you had to say.
I was amazed at how well he listened.
But that's where getting some gratification is not the word that I'm looking for, but when he gets some positive reinforcement immediately, then he puts more trust in you.
Right.
Then he's going to open himself up to other things because he got that positive reinforcement. Right.
Dr. Thierfelder, you seem absolutely magic to a guy like me.
I'm going Dr. Bill because I'm really
smart. You know what, Dr. Bill? Yeah, I'll call you Dr. Bill. Okay with that?
No, wait. I am nothing. I know nothing. I have nothing. You know, standing next to God, I'm not bragging about a thing. You know, so anything I have, I'm a steward. We all are stewards. You know,
it's always the great ones who say stuff.
No,
like
but
that,
it's
though, and
it's
I really
true.
Appreciate that.
It's true. I'm not making it up.
I know you believe that, and I really applaud that. I guess I wish you could rain some of your magic on the Panthers, because a little off the topic, but I'm getting very concerned that they're letting this free agency thing get away from them. A lot of good names have left, some good potentials. I thought we were going to get guys like Hakeem Nicks. They're out of the picture, being grabbed by other people. Just a general, I know this is a little bit off of where we are, just since we have both you guys in the room, I got to ask as guys, how do you feel about the Panthers? Are you as concerned as I am? Mohsin Mohamed said we ought to be concerned.
You know, again, it goes back to, you know, sometimes you get all these big name people. I mean, look at even the NFL combine and the draft. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are being spent to say who are the guys you absolutely have to have. I don't know. There's a lot of busts, you know. I mean, look at some of the guys who make it that are fifth round picks or didn't even get drafted, and they end up being the MVP of the Super Bowl. I mean, so yes, they're going to err on the side of typically knowing who are the right people to bring in, but there's no guarantee, you know. I mean, I look at
back 2 years. I think it's 2 years. Philadelphia, the dream team. They had the best people that they could get with Michael Vick, and they had the receivers, they had the defense. They were a bust. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
I mean, a lot of that goes back, and this is where everybody seems to be forgetting. A lot of it goes back to chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, you can have the greatest athletes, but if there's no chemistry there, you can't get it done. Back to what you're saying. There's a whole lot of other things that don't work their way out to just the best player at the best position that can accomplish that. There's other things.
Well, you bring up a great point. And one good example, whether you like them or don't, you know, look at Bill Belichick and look at the Patriots.
Yes.
They are known for not having any name players, you know, and they bring them in and they tend to develop them and suddenly they become superstars. But again, it's back to finding the chemistry. Now, you got, obviously, these are all talented people. You're not at the NFL level.
Oh, it's
you don't
all
have some
food
talent.
Chain.
But yeah. But he seems to be able to pick out and have an eye for people, bring them in, put them in the right spot. Because up till then, maybe they were in the wrong spot. He puts them in the right spot. They develop those skills. And before you know it, they're in the Super Bowl.
One quick question. I've always said this. I'll take half the athlete with the right attitude that I can mold than the complete athlete that I can't talk to.
Look at Wes Welker.
There you go.
People could argue about his speed. They could argue about his size. Yeah. And he's
but he was willing to
receivers.
Do what he
That's
what,
right.
what he was coachable.
That's
you
right.
Have coachable.
Real quick, who's your final four?
Oh, boy. Everybody's going for Florida. I'm probably going Florida. Not that I'm a Florida fan, but I'm...
So you like the seeds as they've unveiled
Oh, no,
so
I don't, actually.
Really?
Well, I think there was so much parity. That's what everybody's talking about this year. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think anybody can get knocked off in this
thing. I think 64 should have been put in a fishbowl and just draw them out.
They could have. They could have. They could have almost.
Put them on the board and let them
go. NC State got in there completely stunned. This is going to be. I knew I heard the music. I hate that our time ran out. I feel like we just got
started. I gave him an open invitation. He can always come
out. Well, and please take us up on that.
You guys are great.
We got a wonderful book, Less Than a Minute to Go, Dr. Bill Thierfelder, and Amazon.com is the place to find him and his wonderful work. And believe me, you're not going to be able to put it down. Thank you so much for making time
for us. Al, you're great. And Lenny, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And Stuart, thanks.
It'll wrap it up here on the bottom line. The A-team's up next. Bobby Rozinski, Chris Allison, and the one, the only, the Duke Puker, Stuart Davis. Have a good day, everybody.
ESPN 730 Charlotte. Your home for national, regional, and local sports talk with Mike and Mike. The Herd with Colin Cowherd. The David Glenn Show. The Pulse. And the Bottom Line. Your home for Charlotte sports. ESPN 730.